This disclaimer is a statement notifying listening audiences that any opinions expressed on our shows are not representative of Laguna Radio, Inc., its management, or its board of directors.
Ladies and gentlemen, we invite you to...
Ladies and gentlemen, you have entered the Fuzz Show right here on KX935, Laguna's only FM. And for the next hour, like I do every Monday evening, I'll be spinning some amazing tracks. I got a lot of some instrumental kind of jazzy stuff tonight, but alongside that, there's some pretty killer and underground vocal stuff going on too. So best of both worlds, in my opinion. Let's start off. This is the Lewis Express with Cansao de Momento. And then we'll get into a killer one from 1977, this kind of little-known band called Ilion. It's a track called Hey Denise. You are tuned into The Fuzz Show right now.
In today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
So you just heard Ilion with Hey Denise. That was from 1977. And we start off the hour with Cansao de Momento from the Lewis, what are they called? The Lewis Express. Anyways, getting into it now, this is a pretty cool band and a pretty cool track. It's called Apple and the Razor Blade, and it's by a band called Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds. And I guess they credit their name to David Bowie, but I haven't really found out why. But that's fine. It's neither here nor there. It's fronted by Kid Congo Powers, who helped start the Gun Club. He was also a member of the Cramps. And then he was later in, what was it? Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. After those three bands, he kind of split off and started doing his own thing, and he formed the Pink Monkey Birds. And they're still around today, still playing. The guy's like 60. He's from La Puente, California, and super interesting dude. And yeah, I feel like you're going to dig this song. After that is The Creation, which was like a mid-60s band from the UK. I don't think they ever really made it big in the States, but as of recently, they've had a lot of their stuff reissued from the Numero Group records. And yeah, you're going to dig it. It's like the epitome of garage pop psych stuff, which is what I'm about. Well, if you didn't catch it, this is The Fuzz Show. And here's Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds.
We'll be right back.
tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
That was The Creation with How Does It Feel to Feel from the mid-60s, probably like 66, 67. Before that, we had Kid Congo and the Pink Monkey Birds with Apple in the Razor Blade, a former member of the Gun Club. He helped kind of start the band that became the Gun Club. After that, the Cramps. And then after that, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, all legendary bands. And the lead singer, or the lead dude, Kid Congo Powers, is still doing it, which is pretty rad. And I do know that they're still touring because I keep missing their shows. So keep that on your radar. You're tuned into The Fuzz Show, and this show is brought to you and sponsored and supported by the Cast of Crowns Art Collective and Tattoo Studio, located up in North Laguna. It's like 412 North Coast Highway. It's just past like the little gallery row upstairs. It's amazing. It's super beautiful. It's well worth checking out, especially during Art Walk too. Like, they support Art Walk, they support LCAD, and they support the show. So thank you very much. That's all I got. Coming up now is Television Personalities. This band is amazing. They've put out so much music. I believe they started in 1977 in England. And yeah, I don't know. I've got a kind of a soft spot for when there's like a really pronounced accent, especially English accents. You get that a lot. You don't really get them from Australia for some reason. I feel like Australian bands tend to sound like they're American. Not like country style, but just normal. You don't really pick up on it. But English bands that keep their accents, I'm all for. And this is one of them, called Three Wishes. And then after that is Tracy Bryant. This is a kid up in L.A. He had a kind of a punk band called Corners, who played here in town a bunch for me. And since then, he's gone solo, and it's killer. It's awesome. So without further ado, Television Personalities, Three Wishes. We'll be right back.
See what we've got in today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
All right, so you just heard Tracy Bryant, and he's got to be mid-late 20s out of L.A. There's a track called Bury Me. I think that one's new from him. He was formerly from a band called Corners, which is still one of my favorite kind of punk bands from around. He's played a lot of shows for me. Super entertaining, really talented dude. Check him out. Before that, we had Television Personalities with a song called Three Wishes. I love their stuff for this like kind of lo-fi, almost demo-worthy kind of tracks, but that's one of the first tracks I ever heard from them. A buddy turned me on to them, and yeah, they've got a huge library, so check them out too, Television Personalities. You're tuned in to The Fuzz Show. Coming up now, I've got this guy, Eddie Sine. This track, Sarco East. I was just listening to this whole album today, and it's all instrumental. It's insane. The stuff that's popular now, this guy was doing back in 72, 73, and it's incredible to listen to now because there's a lot of really cool avant-garde kind of jazz, kind of surfy stuff coming out, which I always play on my show here, but this guy was on it so early, and it's crazy how easy it is to listen to the whole thing front to back. This track is called Sarco East. And cool fact about this guy, he was signed to Sussex Records, which their best performing artist was Bill Withers. Eddie Sine was one of the other ones on their label who got a hit covering, I think, Ain't No Sunshine, probably instrumental. And then the other third person that they had a whole roster, but the other third person I thought really stood out was Rodriguez. At the time, he was called Sixto Rodriguez. Sugar Man. If you've seen the documentary Searching for Sugar Man, he was on this record label as well. And the record label folded because they owed the IRS $65,000. So all the master tapes that they owned, it was all sold at auction because of bankruptcy. And I was reading about who acquired it, and it's incredible. Whoever got all these master tapes for probably dirt cheap is probably cruising right now and feeling really good about themselves. Anyways, here's Eddie Sine, and we'll follow it up with a killer cover of California Dreamin' by Eddie Hazel. This is The Fuzz Show.
church that I passed along the way. Well, I had to get down on my knees and I began to pray. Don't you know the preacher gave me calls, 'cause he knows I'm gonna stay. Yeah. Oh, California man, on such a winter day, on such a winter day, if I didn't tell her
You're tuned into The Fuzz on KX93.5. It's good for your ears and your soul. Stay tuned for more.
Baby,
was the Nat Turner Rebellion, their track Never Too Late. And yeah, coming up next, this is one of my all-time probably favorite tracks. It's Al Kooper and Shuggy Otis. Al Kooper was a huge kind of heavy hitter in the New York scene back in the day. He was a multi-instrumentalist, a producer, and a talent scout. And in my opinion, like, a talent scout is an epic job to have. Yeah, I mean, people have to trust you. You have to, I don't know, you've got to do a lot of probably moving and shaking to get people to back who you find. But it's something that I find super, super interesting. And this guy, I don't know if he necessarily found Shuggy Otis, but he definitely put him up on a pedestal. This is a kid that was 15 years old. He was the son of Johnny Otis, who was a legend, but also out of his mind crazy. But Shuggy Otis was insane, amazing. And this track, I think, does it justice. And it kind of tells you a story about how talented this kid was at 15. So keep that in mind. Most of the guitar work and stuff that you hear on this is going to be from Shuggy. And it was a 15-year-old kid. And I can't even imagine that. That's like, I don't know. I can't imagine being 15 and being that polished. And this guy looking after you. Al Kooper was famous for a lot of things, but one of his early albums that he put out was Super Session. And if you're a vinyl collector, I mean, it's a pretty easy one to find, but when you do find it, you usually pick it up because it's that good to listen to front and back. This was like the second installment of Super Session. This was Al Kooper and Shuggy Otis. And this track is called Looking for a Home. I hope you dig it. This is The Fuzz Show, brought to you by Cast of Crowns Tattoo and Art Collective up in North Laguna at 412 North Coast Highway. You know, I got to say it because they support the show and they're awesome for doing that. So thank you very much. Support local arts and creatives and dig this one. It's a slow build, I promise.
Whoa! Somebody hear me, yeah, hear me, and I'll set me free.
Let's see what we've got in today's calorie.
Welcome to the Fuzz Show. You're tuned in to a friendly tour of the audio underground, right here on KX93.5.
Les ailes de la Rolls effleuraient des pylônes. Quand, m'étant malgré moi égaré, nous arrivâmes, Rolls et moi, dans une zone isolé. Cette Silver Ghost de 1910 s'avance en éclaireur, la Vénus d'argent du radiateur, dont les voiles légers volent aux avant-postes. Poste de radio couvrant le silence du moteur, elle fixe l'horizon et l'esprit ailleurs semble tout ignorer des trottoirs que j'accoste. We'll be right back. Tu t'appelles comment?
Melody.
Melody comment?
Melody Nelson.
Les cheveux rouges et c'est leur couleur naturelle.